Richards again, who's causing all kinds of problems. Lovely clip cross, a header, and again
it's a penalty. He's given it. He's given pushing it. The back by Jones.
And Jones there, well, you could see what he was trying to do, but the penalty has been given on 36 minutes for the Wanderers, and they have a chance to take the lead against Worthing.
Mr. Heron had no alternative but to point to the spot, and that's a real opportunity now for Pryor to open his account.
Jason Pryor will take it. He's caused problems with his height, and will he cause problems from 12 yards? Dorking Wanderers, a real opportunity to make it 1-0. Here's Pryor, left or right or centre. He knocked it into the back of the net. That's a thumping penalty. No chance for the goalkeeper, Cavanari, who went the right way. But that's one of the best penalties I've seen. Super strike.
Best, one of the best penalties I've ever seen. He just absolutely rivaled it into the top corner. I mean, Cavanieri's a tall goalkeeper. He was nowhere near that. What a strike from Pryor. And that is the way, anyone that gets to see footage of this game, that is the way to take a penalty. Firm, confident in the top corner. 1-0 Dorking Wanderers.
It is 1-0 to Dorking Wanderers. Hook. Hooks it forward. Still with Dorking. McManus does some good midfield work and across, and a wonderful finish. Oh, that was delightful. It was a beautiful bit of play for McManus. His clip ball into the 6-yard area. Lovely volley into the back of the net. Goalkeeper no chance. 2-0 to Dorking Wanderers this afternoon.
The deftest of flicks over the tall Cavanieri in the Worthing goal into the corner, and Dorking Wanderers with a second goal, and surely now 3 points very much on the agenda.
67 minutes gone. Corner headed on by Pryor. Half a chance, it's gone back in. It is 3-0 Dorking. Referee's looking, but it is a goal. They've just come alive lately. And Dorking Wanderers, well, surely 3 points, and it's three goals thing.
Two goals in 3 or so minutes, and that was simple. Again, three at the back post. Taylor, all he had to do at the end of the day was tap it in. Looked like the chance might go begging for a second, but they're persistent, aren't they, these Wanderers? This game's well and truly sealed now, and Dorking probably have the level of scoreline and margin that their play generally over the 90 minutes has deserved.
Jerry O'Sullivan, just outside the 18-yard box, cuts it inside to McManus, clips it on the left-hand channel all the way across. Surely that's it. Referee's looked at his watch, whistle to the mouth. He hasn't blown it, so I'm just about to get excited, and he lets me down the last second. Ball still for Dorking. Left-hand side, Richards can't get it across enough. Goes into the arms of the goalkeeper. Referee blows his whistle. It has finished here. And that's no small feat for Dorking Wanderers to beat a quality side of Worthing resoundingly 3-0, Dean.
Absolutely. They showed their quality today. They've showed why they will be the league champions.
But they've done so well this season. It has... still going on. AFC Hornchurch 1, Haringey 2.
There's some cheers. Good cheers going on around the crowd.
I wonder if there's been an equaliser at Hornchurch. Not officially.
Hornchurch, I believe, have just equalised. We're waiting for a confirmation on our phone.
Yes,
but
we've seen a goal. I think it's just about to come up officially. We believe Dorking Wanderers have not only won the game, they've won the league. We've got a few fans running onto the pitch.
Sonny Dutton will be the man celebrated around Dorking Wanderers today. His 93rd minute goal has equalised for AFC Hornchurch. It is 2-2 against Haringey Borough. And as it stands, Dorking Wanderers are going to win the title.
Oh, that was wonderful.
And it's all over. You can see the players on the pitch celebrating.
Well, they're jumping up and down for joy.
It's fantastic scenes.
Just get a picture of that.
There's... The players, the management, they've got their families on the pitch with them. They're celebrating around. Dorking Wanderers have won the league. They're jumping around in the stands next to us, fist pumping. it's a bizarre one. We thought at 3-0 that was it. They'd have 3 points more towards the title. That late goal means they've won the league, and fans now running onto the pitch to join in the celebration as well. All very peaceful, all very lovely, and all very much in the jovial spirit of a non-league team that have progressed up to the National League South. What a tremendous afternoon it's been for Dorking Wanderers.
Dramatic stuff here at Meadowbank Football Stadium. What an end to this game. Dorking Wanderers players didn't know they were 3-0 up, but at the end of 93 minutes, Hornchurch have got a dramatic equaliser against Haringey, and because of that, Leatherhead have also beaten Tunbridge, third place Tunbridge 1-0. Results have gone their way. They're not champions elect. They are the champions of the Bostic League Premier Division. What a game to call.